Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Celebrate our God-given freedom and faith while honoring our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all, still from upstate New York, although there was a little bit of a different change this weekend. What was that change? Well, I spent the weekend in Connecticut with a large lay Carmelite community. It was many lay Carmelites from all over Connecticut on a yearly retreat. We were at Ender's Island, which is an island in the Mystic, Connecticut area. And one of the things, if you don't know, there's many different aspects to the Carmelite family. I'm a Carmelite friar, there's Carmelite nuns, there's Carmelite sisters, and there are lay Carmelites within our family. And through my time in formation, I was able to do many different things in relationship to ministerial opportunities and etc. to aid this member of the Carmelite family and also learn and grow from this member of the Carmelite family. So anytime I can be of service and help them in their formation and in their ongoing life in the spiritual, lack of a better word, bosom of Carmel, I will do my best, just as I would for the Carmelite sisters of the aged and infirmed. And this weekend, to say that the weather was perfect, my brothers and sisters, was... you have to understand what I'm coming from here. I've been recovering in one of our houses in upstate New York, and I swear to you, I believe almost every month of May there was some rain. There was maybe 5 days without rain, and it wasn't like a downpour every day, but it was always just sort of a gray and dreary, rainy day. And June was becoming like that, too. And this opportunity came up. I was asked to go with the friar who is the delegate to the lay Carmelites because of the larger group that was going to be there. And I was just got my prosthetic, so I'm like, well, let's try it out, I guess. And being able to wake up and see the sunrise on the Atlantic Ocean and just have the warmth of that sun touch the skin and just being able to rest before the beauty of nature. I mean, at moments, just little tears came to my eyes. I never thought I'd be able to do something like that, maybe to that level again. I was on the third floor of a building, you know, it wasn't really handicapped accessible, but I was pushing through it, and there was, thanks be to God, a special design in the shower, so there's a sitting area, and I didn't know how things were going to go out. This was like a test run, you know, this was like a test thing. I have a bigger Lay Carmelite event in July where I'll be doing some traveling and going to Chicago and etc. And knowing that my brothers and sisters in Carmel were there praying for me and encouraging me every step of the way. And when I needed help, I asked for help. You know, I needed help carrying the bigs, you know, up to the third floor. And I needed help, you know, at the end of the day with dinner because I was just too tired. You know, I walked, I know, 5 miles according to my Fitbit this weekend. And, you know, recalling this and remembering it, and I'm making these podcasts a little later than I do because I really wanted to just unplug for the weekend. And I'm saying all these things because there's something very important to the spiritual life that needs to be brought up, and that's self-care. A person can't give what they don't have. And self-care is of the utmost importance. This going and checking in with oneself. Going to those places. What's going on? Where am I getting off the mark? Now, if there's extremes in a person's life, you know, maybe counseling is necessary. You know, hopefully if a person can, they can have a good spiritual director also on top of that to aid them in the spiritual life, whether it's a man or a woman. Whatever it is, we need to have this self-care. We need to have these times. Like as a priest, I've mentioned in previous podcasts, you got to have a day off. You know, when I was in the Bronx, you got to have, if you don't leave the Bronx, I would not have a day off. You know, if people don't get out of maybe their necessary area, that reality of being able to just unplug from the world that is immediately around them to sort of reorientate themselves to what is necessary, what is needed. You know, without that time for self-care, those needs become lost in the haze of busyness and technology and a litany of other things. You know, I might have some podcasts coming up in the future on the Sabbath. I just read a great book that's been gnawing away at me and just in a sense of awe and wonder. It's been like biting into me and causing me to just think about time and the Sabbath and what does it mean to rest, to all these things. I put up pictures on social media, so if you follow me on the different things out there, you know, you'll know what book I'm talking about. But this joy that I had this weekend just from being with my family in Carmel and being able, and my mom's birthday was also this past Saturday, and talking to her and just, you know, being able to share that joy with her and just being able to sit once again in nature, you know, not in the woods or that sort of extreme, but just being able to sit in nature as someone born in a rural area and just being able to appreciate God's creative work and to see the beauty of the sun's rays on the ocean. So they come across as if the ocean is glass. You know, seeing a bald eagle fly in its majesticness, you know, and just say, God, you did that. You did that. And now you have allowed me to see that and ponder that and just become present to that moment. Thank you. Thank you, God. You know, we need these little moments, these little times, these little days, and etc. And I hope by sharing this joy, it may encourage you to try to have days of self-care within your own life. Or if you're married, you know, have those days with your spouse, or, you know, those little days with your family. You know, time, we only get so much of it, my brothers and sisters, you know, and then once we pass, there's eternity waiting for us. Enjoy your little moments now. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening on a certain service that has a like icon, click that little like. Also, if you want more of my content, you can head over to thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my YouTube videos. You can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my blog posts. You can email me through that, or if you're discerning a vocation, you can shoot me a message through that vocation tab also. So that is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I'd like to invite you to join me for a pilgrimage tour to France this September. It's based on my book, St. Benedict and St. Therese, The Little Rule and the Little Way. I'll be teaching about the spiritualities and the lives of these two great saints, and we'll be visiting the great monastery of Fleury, where St. Benedict's relics are venerated, and of course going to Lisieux to visit the childhood home of St. Therese, the Carmel where she was a nun, and the great basilica dedicated to her honor. But there's more than that. At Paris, we'll be visiting the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, Rue de Bac with the Miraculous Medal, going on to Vézelay, Nevers with St. Bernadette, Paray-le-Monial, where the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was given to St. Margaret Mary, and then Chartres Cathedral, Mont-Saint-Michel, the Normandy beaches, and more. I think there's not only going to be time for instruction and learning, but also prayer and worship, celebrating Mass in the various locations, and also time for fellowship and a good bit of French food and wine, too. Come and join us this September. If you'd like to know more, go to CatholicHeritageTours.com. That's CatholicHeritageTours.com, or be in touch with me through my website, DwightLongenecker.com.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.